Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rocky and Alyssa on 98.5 KRZ.
We had some good news locally over the weekend, but it didn't start out as good news. This is a story out of Tunkhannock. 8-year-old Owen Shawkowski set up a lemonade stand at his family's yard sale on Saturday. He wanted to raise money for the victims of last week's house fire. Maybe you saw that story out of Tunkhannock.
Yes, so right. Sweet. He wanted to help.
He raised $50 by the end of the day, but he took his eyes off the money for like a split second. Somebody walked off with the cash.
Stole this
from
kid's
an 8-year-old.
Money.
From an 8-year-old. So Owen's grandma posted the story on Facebook, and Owen's mom, Olivia, is on with us right now. She's going to tell us the rest of the story.
Hi, Olivia.
What happened next? Good morning, Olivia.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Great, thanks.
So after the money was stolen and Owen's grandma put it up on Facebook, then what happened?
Within an hour, we just had people reaching out to us, coming to our door. It started with the local police showing up and wanting to give back to Owen after they heard the story. We then had a line out our door of just people showing up. We had cars everywhere of just people either offering encouraging words or giving him money to be able to donate to the victims because, you know, he's an 8-year-old boy who is trying to do something good.
How does an 8-year-old get that in his mind that he wants to help his family that pretty much lost everything?
Well, you know what? They live about 5 houses down from us.
Okay.
So he saw the fire, and it really affected him. You know, he was really upset about it, and he got the idea to do the lemonade stand, and then he asked if he could donate the money to the fire victims, and we said absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so he worked really hard on all of his signs and his stands.
Your little one is there. Hi, yeah. Honey.
That's my daughter.
Yeah.
Hijacking.
Cute.
And, you know, he worked 7 hours so hard greeting all the customers with a smile. He really sold this lemonade. We ran out, so he went to iced tea. And, I mean, I received over hundreds of messages on Facebook of people wanting to help him to donate to this family.
So when his original $50...
Amazing.
Oh, I'm sorry. When his original $50 got stolen, which is awful, but then everybody rallied and brought him more money, what did he end up with? What amount in the end?
As of now, he has over $200.
Wow.
And still have money coming in. They're actually setting up an account at a bank because so many people from all over, from Texas, I mean, everywhere, want to donate. So this way they can send checks to this fund that they set up at the bank.
Hey, is Owen right there? Can we tell him good job?
Yeah, can you put the young superstar on?
Owen Neal, please come here.
I hear his little sis.
That's not Owen.
No. Hi, honey.
Owen.
Got my hands full.
Somebody's stealing all of Owen's radio time here.
Owen?
Owen.
Okay.
Yes?
I'm going to put you guys on hold for a second.
Hi, is
he there?
Yes.
Oh, there he is.
Sweetie.
Hey, Owen, nice job. I know it started out kind of a negative story, but the entire community supporting you, and we support you here at KRZ. Good for you. Good job for you.
You're awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How do you feel knowing that something you did made so many people happy?
I believe it. You're
a rock star.
There was something you said on Channel 16 last night that really got to all of us. What were those three special words again?
Good conquers evil.
Good conquers evil. It always does.
That's right.
And you proved it this weekend in Tunkhannock.
There you go. We'll let you go, sweetie. We know you're busy, but KRZ thinks you are amazing.
Way to go, Owen.
Okay.
All right.
Love it.
Little sister jumping in. The story is up on the KRZ Facebook page.
Yes.
And, you know, when I first read the headline, it was like money stolen from 8-year-old child's lemonade. So I couldn't believe it. But then slowly things changed within an hour.
They really should put in the headline, but you won't be mad at the end of the article, I promise. It gets so much better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.